Happy Halloween, children. Tonight is going to be a spooky story. So be ready. Take a deep breath. And if you get scared, don't worry. You can always pause the story for a minute, look around you, and know you are safe at home.
Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin.
In a beautiful place next to the Hudson River, there lies a small town known as Sleepy Hollow. It is a place of peaceful tranquility, and in times gone by, a place with peculiar inhabitants. A dreamy fog seems to hang over the little valley in which the town was built. Some say the place was bewitched by a man who lived there long before any others. But no matter who it was a certainty that the place had some sort of witching power over its inhabitants, causing them to move as if in a dream. They saw strange sights, heard music when none was playing, and had a strong belief in ghosts. The whole town was filled with local tales, superstitions, and haunted places. But there was one tale that seemed to dominate the rest. It was the apparition of a man on horseback, a man who was missing his head. It was said by some to be the ghost of a soldier fallen in battle. Nonetheless, whomsoever he was seen nightly by townspeople hurrying along home in the darkness. The horseman did not appear in just one place. He would show himself at any place within the town. It was said that the soldier rode forth at night in search of his head. And as the legend spread to every fireside in the county, this ghostly figure became known as the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow. In town, there lived a man named Ichabod Crane. He was long and lanky, and he instructed the children at the school just on the outskirts of the village. He had big ears and huge glasses that sat on his long nose. His sleeves were always too short for his arms, and his shoes were big as shovels to accommodate his rather large feet. The schoolhouse in which he taught was made of logs and was just one big room on the inside. It was a strong, secure little building that sat at the centre of a clearing. Ichabod lived in a small house in town and kept little company at home. But he did often venture out in the evenings, whether it be to a party at his neighbour's home or just around the corner to the pub. Wherever he was, marvellous tales of ghosts and ghouls were always mentioned. But it was the Headless Horseman who seemed to be a constant topic of conversation. It was often Ichabod who would delight his friends by telling these stories. He was a master storyteller. But as much as he appeared fearless while telling these stories, Ichabod was terrified on his walks home. He would cower at any reflection of light, tremble at the slightest breeze, and screech at the slightest noise. With every one of these, he thought it was the Headless Horseman out to get him. But all these fears disappeared as soon as the sun rose and daylight once again fell upon Sleepy Hollow. And with the daylight, there was Katrina von Tassel. The daughter of the richest man in town, she was a ray of sunshine. Ichabod's soft heart was immediately drawn to her the first time they met. And since then, he had been inviting her for walks every afternoon. He dreamt of having her as his wife and starting a family with her. But he had not yet won the affections of Katrina. And as it seemed, he had a rival suitor. Brom van Brunt was the hero of the county. He was strong, burly, and an all-round formidable sort of fellow.
He was better skilled at horsemanship than anyone in town and was always ready for a fight or fun, having a decent sense of humour for a man such as he. Brom, too, had fallen for Katrina and had made her the only object of his affections, calling on her every evening in the hopes of winning her love. This was the man Ichabod found himself up against for the hand of Katrina von Tassel. Anyone else would have shrunk in despair to compete against Brom. But Ichabod had perseverance in his nature. He bent, but never broke. When Ichabod made his intentions known, a dangerous feud began in Sleepy Hollow. Brom and his friends began to play practical jokes on poor Ichabod. They broke into his schoolhouse and turned it topsy-turvy. They stopped up the chimney and broke the locks. Ichabod began to believe the witches in the county were now holding their nightly meetings inside his schoolhouse. One day, Ichabod sat on his porch reading a book and delightfully enjoying watching the passers-by. One of which was a young boy who approached and handed him an invitation. "For you, schoolmaster."
"Thank you, John."
Ichabod opened the letter and saw that it was from Mr. von Tassel himself, inviting him to a dance in 2 days' time. Ichabod prepared for this evening with the greatest care. He brushed his teeth an extra 3 minutes, put on his finest suit, and shined his best pair of shoes. When he left his home to depart for the party, Ichabod Crane had never looked more like a gentleman. And one would never have known otherwise except for Gunpowder, Ichabod's old and bony horse. In his day, Gunpowder was fierce, and he could plough a field better than any other. But having grown old, he preferred a slow, careful walk and a fresh bale of hay to anything else. Ichabod was a rider well matched for his steed. He wore his stirrup so short that his knees nearly reached the pommel of the saddle. His bony elbows stuck out like a chicken's wings, and he carried his whip pointing upward. Watching Ichabod and Gunpowder was enough entertainment to last an entire month. It was a fine autumn evening when they set out for the Van Tassels. Ichabod's excitement got the better of him, and he urged Gunpowder on just a bit faster. And just as he was approaching, Brom galloped past on his magnificent steed called Daredevil. For what other name would a man such as Brom give his horse? Ichabod was left in a cloud of dust, but he did not turn back. He brushed himself off and went on to the party. Guests were invited from 3 towns over, and it was a sight to behold. Women in the loveliest gowns, gentlemen in fine suits and shoes with pewter buckles. And at the centre lay the biggest feast you have ever seen. Ichabod ate, danced, and drank his merry way through the evening. And when the music had come to an end, he sat down by the fire and began to tell stories. He told tales of cries in the night, the woman in white, the haunted glen at Raven's Rock, a great tree where the ghost of Major Andre was often seen, and finally, the story of the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow. Immediately, Brom added that he himself had seen the horseman just 3 nights before. He joked that he had raced the ghost and was ahead by the bridge, but as they rounded the bend onto the church grounds, the soldier vanished, for he could not cross onto sacred ground. Ichabod removed himself from the fireside and went to find the heiress. She bid him good night, and with that, Ichabod mounted Gunpowder and began his journey home. Was the very witching time of night that Ichabod entered the woods. Not a sound around him. It was eerily quiet. All of the stories told at the evening's festivities now came crawling back into his mind. And he was fast approaching the very spot where most of these stories had occurred. Suddenly there was a loud groan. Ichabod's teeth chattered and his bones began to shake. But it was only tree branches rubbing against one another in the wind. He passed this in safety, but soon realized he was approaching the rickety bridge that gave passage over what was known as Wiley's Swamp. There was a cavernous gloom over the road that lay ahead. This was the place the horsemen often passed, the place schoolboys ran from, and even grown men avoided it in daylight hours. As he approached the bridge, his heart began to thump. He found what little resolution he had left, took a deep breath, and nudged Gunpowder forward. But the horse whinnied and sidestepped until they hit the fence. Brambles scratched Ichabod's face as he tried to steer the horse back onto the road. But poor old Gunpowder just kept moving backward, then sideways, then back to the fence. Ichabod's fears grew with this delay, and he nudged him with all his might. This time it worked, and Ichabod soon found himself back on the road, facing the mouth of the bridge. Then suddenly, Gunpowder froze. Head straight in the air, ears pinned forward, nostrils flared as he snorted at something. Ichabod looked up and saw it. An apparition. A ghoul. A ghost. No. As the clouds passed over the moon, a glint of light shone down. There he was. The headless horseman himself. Just on the other side of the bridge. He did not move. But he held in his hand, resting on his saddle, a pumpkin. Carved with the most ghoulish face Ichabod had ever seen. The hair on Ichabod's head stood straight up with terror. He looked in every direction. What could be done? If he were to flee, surely the horseman upon his giant steed would overtake him in one fell swoop. "Who are you?" cried Ichabod. Only silence returned. "Who are you, I say?" No reply came. In a split second, the horseman was halfway across the bridge. Ichabod turned old Gunpowder around, and the horse took off at a brisk trot. But it was not more than a second that the horseman was trotting right beside them. Ichabod quickened his pace, but it was no use. The horseman matched it and stayed abreast of him. He pulled Gunpowder to a halt, hoping this would get rid of his unwanted companion. But it did no such thing. The horseman stopped just as soon as old Gunpowder. Ichabod's heart sank and he began to whistle. It was the only thing he thought he could do to calm his nerves. But his mouth dried quickly and again the thick silence returned. Ichabod now stole a glance. His horror multiplied by 10,000 when he saw the headless man up close. And when he looked at the pumpkin head in his hand, the ghoulish thing smiled at him. This set the poor schoolteacher into a frenzy. He pulled Gunpowder off the road and galloped him through the forest. The horseman kept close behind. Through the trees, branches, stones, he chased poor Ichabod. They reached the road that led into Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod could scarcely make out the lights of the churchyard when the girth of his saddle began to come loose. Feeling it slip, Ichabod grabbed old Gunpowder around the neck just in time. The saddle fell, and he could hear it trampled by the horseman's steed. Ichabod held onto Gunpowder for dear life and prayed he would soon reach the church grounds, for he remembered in the story that the horseman could not cross on hallowed ground. He thought to himself, "If I might just make it to the churchyard, I am safe." Gunpowder reached the church, and Ichabod turned to see if the horseman had vanished in fire and brimstone. And just as he saw him, it was too late. The horseman had hurled his pumpkin head at Ichabod, and it would only be a second until it hit him. And hit him it did, a direct hit on his head, and Ichabod was hurled to the ground. Gunpowder took off in fright, leaving his poor rider to fend for himself. The horseman disappeared, and the night was once again silent and still. The next morning, Gunpowder was found without his saddle and his bridle torn, grazing the sweet green grass outside his master's gate. Ichabod, however, was nowhere to be found. Not at home, not at school, not at any of his usual places in town. The townspeople now felt some uneasiness about the fate of poor Ichabod and his saddle. They searched high and low for him. They found the furious tracks of horses' hooves, Ichabod's hat trampled on the road, and the broken pumpkin in the churchyard. But they never found the man himself. It was as if he vanished into thin air. Great speculation was discussed at church that Sunday when the townsfolk looked upon the spot the shattered pumpkin was found. The stories told of the headless horseman came to mind, and the town concluded that Ichabod had been carried off by the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow. But it is true that several years later, a farmer who came south to visit relatives brought with him the news that Ichabod Crane was alive and well, that he had left the town because of the horseman and felt it necessary to flee and start anew. It is also true that Brom van Brunt, who wed Katrina van Tassel shortly after Ichabod's disappearance, appeared to look exceedingly knowing whenever the story of Ichabod was brought up, and that he burst into laughter at any mention of the pumpkin, which led some to suspect Brom knew more about the matter than he let on. But the old wives of the town maintain to this day that Ichabod was carried off by the horseman. This became the stuff of legend. Ichabod Crane's story was told around campfires far and wide. And the town of Sleepy Hollow, a beautiful place next to the Hudson River, remains to this day. The end.
And now it's time to take a deep breath and close our eyes so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.